Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, let's talk grain markets again here, and looks like the funds started watching the energy markets a little bit here this last week, and although the energy markets seemed to go down here yesterday, but that should help the grain market a little bit, I would think.
It's been a real interesting week. The energies and the precious metals had a couple of really strong days, and then just the last two or three days they've taken a big hit. So that may be weighing some on the grain markets, I don't know. But we also had a pretty strong day there for a couple of days in the corn market, and then the, yesterday and the day before sold off a little bit. So it's that time of year when guys need to be watching this markets real close, because a lot of times we'll put our high for the year in.
Yeah, and that typically comes when you're planting.
It does a lot of times, and in fact, I sold some cash corn yesterday morning that some of last year's corn that wasn't covered by hedges that I'd taken an LDP on. We were above $2 there just for a very short period of time, and that looks pretty attractive when you add that 45, 46 cent LDP on top of it.
If you were one of those that took the LDP and then didn't sell the grain.
Well, that's... That's another story.
That's for sure. That could get kind of risky once in a while. What should guys be looking at now here? You know, just kind of watch for the spikes in the market because of weather?
I think so. I think that, you know, we're in a time where it's typical to see the highest price of the year, and the market's really volatile, up and down, sometimes by several cents, and you know, sort of divide your crop up into increments and sell on those spikes. And you know, I guess I sort of had my target set at $2, and when it got $2 and pulled back and then went back up one more time, I just decided I'm going to take some of that. And who knows, you know, it could go a lot higher if the situation turns out just right. But it's getting time to move some of this corn if you haven't moved any of it yet.
I tell you, that's one thing a lot of guys fail to do is put a marketing plan in place. And it doesn't have to be that elaborate of a plan. Just any plan is better than doing nothing.
Well, especially for corn that's in storage and the corn that you've taken the LDP on, of course, you have no price support. So you need to look at the LDP and look at the price and say, well, can I live with the 240 or 250 corn? And if it's yes, why do it? So,
all right, if somebody wants information from you, how do they find you?
Roy at soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and I keep it up to date, and it's all free.
All right, Roy, talk to you next Friday.
Good enough.